You know, in the past we've been dealing with spiritual warfare, weapons of warfare, armor of God.
Amen.
Prayer, word of God. Hallelujah. Perseverance. Patience, glory to God. That can also be used as a weapon, but that's also an armor. Going into spiritual warfare, hallelujah. We need our armor, glory to God. Can't go without, because then we're not protected. Amen. And the Lord gives us what spiritual armor is, hallelujah. Amen. If you haven't noticed already, spiritual warfare, weapons, armor. Wow, sounds like we're in a military, right? Yes. Military of the Lord?
Yes.
Glory to God. The Bible also teaches us that we're soldiers of God.
Yes.
Amen, right? In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 1, it tells us, "Thou therefore, my son, Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." We're strong in the Lord. We're weak outside of the Lord or without Christ. Amen? You know, and that's one great revelation, that we have to be in Christ when we're in spiritual warfare. We cannot fight the devil without the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because we're weak. And the warfare that the Lord has called us to as children of God, our weapons of warfare are not carnal. Meaning we can't fight the devil in the flesh without Christ.
Amen.
Amen. But yet, a lot of people do that. Amen. They think, well, I can handle this myself. I'm going to go out and preach the gospel. I'm going to tell people about Jesus Christ, but in their own desire, in their own flesh, instead of by anointing of God. Amen. And oftentimes when people go out and do that, amen, they're not going out by the Spirit of God or by the anointing of God, hallelujah. And they really mess up the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. They hurt people more than they help.
Yes.
Because they cram the Word of God down people's throats because they're not doing it by the Spirit of God. Amen. So right here it says that we're strong in the Lord. Strong in the grace of the Lord, in the Lord. Amen? And when we're in spiritual warfare, we cannot fight the good fight of faith to fight against the devil and darkness without Jesus Christ. We can't do that. Oh no. Hallelujah. God forbid. Amen? And it says in verse 2, it says, "In the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able..." Anything that I taught you, Timothy, preach and tell others. He's talking about the epistles that he's written under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Instruct.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially specific instructions that the Holy Ghost had given to Timothy through Paul.
Mm-hmm.
In the letters of Timothy.
Yes.
Amen?
Yeah.
"And teach others to do likewise." Amen? Now here's the point. "Thou therefore endure hardships, amen, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, and that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Glory to God. God has called us to be his soldiers.
Yes.
Against spiritual darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why he says we fight the good fight of faith. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in darkness in high places.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Prayer, preaching the Word of God, that's spiritual warfare. Amen. So the military, the way it's designed by God.
Yeah.
Christianity.
Yeah.
Because Christianity and military today are very similar. Let's say, for example, for one, we enlist. When we gave our heart to Lord Jesus Christ, that's to say we've signed our name on the dotted line. When we're sold out to God, therefore, we are not our own. This body is not our own. It's the Lord's.
Yeah.
Same thing with military. When you sign your name on the dotted line for that contract saying, "I want to serve my country. I want to learn to defend my country because I believe in that cause. And therefore, I'm signing my name. I'm not my own, but I am the property of the government."
Yeah.
I am the property of military.
Yes.
But once we're enlisted, because God does not draft, Amen. He doesn't force anyone into Christianity, but when we give our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, then we go undergo the processes. The military, the molding process, they grind you literally into powder, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and then they build you up into their image and likeness to be unified, to be a team. Amen? Because they know that a team, you being in unity, they're going to succeed in whatever cause that they're fighting against. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Same thing with the Lord. He takes us through a molding process, a cleansing process. Delivers us out of the worldliness. Amen? And he molds us and by His hand, because we are His clay. He is our potter. Amen? To build us back up into His image and likeness. To be His ambassadors. To be His soldiers for His cause. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. And to be unified in the body of Christ. Under this unity of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then, from that molding process, which is called basic training, right? Therefore, they train you then on how to defend your country. I'm talking about military. How to defend yourself and how to defend your country. Amen? Same thing with the Lord. The Lord calls us into a ministry and He trains us there. Amen? Glory to God. So you see the similarities, right? But once you're trained, hallelujah, and know what your calling is, He then gives you orders. So does the military. The military gives you orders. Amen? Because they're not going to say, "All right, brother, sign your name on a dotted line. You have a desire to be a soldier. You have the zeal. You have the desire. Here's a gun and go out there and fight." They don't do that. No. They have to train you. So does the Lord for the call. Amen. Whatever the Lord's calling us to. Amen. And He gives us those orders. Amen. And those orders to man your post. Right? And to not leave your post. This is the point of all this. For soldiers of the Lord, to not leave our post. That's in calling, like a pastor. Pastors are called to pastor a church, amen? And they're not to leave their calling until God tells them otherwise. Same thing with teachers and evangelists and prophets. Prayer warriors, the same thing. And how do we articulate this in prayer? God gives us His desire, what we ought to pray for. Amen? Like for me, for example, I only use me as an example, that I have at least three things the Lord has given me a desire, a zeal, a burden of what I ought to pray for. That's not to say I don't pray for other people, people in need, or things that I see that needs prayer on, but I always keep coming back to this, to the three prayers that the Lord has given me a burden for. Jews, amen, glory to God, the apostate conditions of the church, amen, people who are getting discouraged and falling away, amen, I pray for them. Because even though I'll pray for a widow, even if I'll pray for someone who's in need of a job or something, I always keep coming back to that because the Holy Ghost has given me that desire of God's heart of what I ought to pray for. Even if I see results, if God did not tell me to stop praying for that, then I keep going. Amen? God has called everyone to pray for something. Amen. Has given us a burden. And in your burden, you have mentioned this earlier, law enforcement, military, the president, glory to God. And we're supposed to be praying for them too. Brother, you may have gotten the burden of praying for workers of the harvest field. Amen? But we're all working together. Yes. And we all have to pray it through. Yes. Glory to God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us this very fact. And I know we touched base on this last time. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Tells us this. Hallelujah. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. Supplications. What are supplications? They're types of praying. Travailing prayers is a supplication. Praying fervent prayers with the fire of the Holy Spirit. That's another supplication. Not in our own desires of the flesh. Because our flesh is weak. We don't want to pray. We don't want to do things for God in the flesh. Because our flesh don't want to do anything for God. All it wants to do is just lays out and go to sleep. And a lot of us have. That's why I preach what I preach. Because God has given me that burden to preach the truth about holiness.
Yes.
Glory to God. in the body of Christ in America today, that lacks. The lack of zeal, the lack of knowledge, because people are not reading the Word of God like they should, right? Because they left their post. But it tells us, praying with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit and watching unto all with perseverance. That's what a guard does in the military. Watches. Watches. Stands guard. Amen? Glory to God. Because what Jesus had taught also his disciples says, can you not pray for 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Right? That's the whole analogy, the whole teaching there. What Jesus was telling his disciples, if you do not pray, you will stray.
Right.
That's what happens. That's why we got to pray always. And with all prayers and supplications for all the saints, glory to God. And even worldly people that don't know Jesus Christ especially. To pray for them. Pray for our family, loved ones. I know you have that burden. Hallelujah. But it tells us that if we do not pray, we will stray. Amen? Glory to God. Even in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 tells us this. And it says, but watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Watch. Amen? Glory to God. Watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. You know, the call of the Lord Jesus Christ to go and preach the word of God, to preach the gospel, and to pray, do not leave your post. People in this community needs us to stand for Christ, do what he's called us to do, pray what he called us to pray for, especially in this community, glory to God, and not leave our post because they need us to stand in the gap for them. Why do you think people are watching us? Because they're looking for the real thing. They're sick and tired of these false ministries on television saying, you know, they preach the gospel just to get your money. They're tired of that. They're tired of getting duped. They're tired of, you know, giving them the sun, the moon, and the stars if you just come to Christ. And nothing happens. They're tired of that. They want the real thing of Jesus Christ. They want a real relationship with God. But they can't tell you that because they don't have those words. They don't have that understanding. But they need us to stand in the gap for them. Yes. Glory to God, to pray for them, to preach the word in love, glory to God, and in truth.
Yes.
Amen? Glory to God. And to stand in the gap means in prayer, in words, meaning preach, to tell them the truth, and by deeds also. Boy, yeah. Making sure your walk is right. Because they're watching that too.
Right.
They want to see how real is Jesus in you. How real is your relationship to God? Because they know enough about what the price is to be a Christian. That's to give up worldliness. They know that. That's why when we fall short of the glory of God, because we're not being careful to guard our walk, they'll say, "How? You sinned against the Lord." They know. And they're the first to quickly point it out to us of our sins. Or our faults, if you will. Amen? Because when we get lazy in the spirit, we can sin against God. Amen? Lord God, that's why we got to guard our walk, right? And don't leave your post. Lord, watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. Pray, lest you stray. Amen? Hallelujah. And learn how to walk in the Spirit of God always. Hallelujah. So we won't stumble and fall and cause others to do so as well. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because there's no time to get discouraged. Oh no. There's no time to get discouraged. Because this is the heart of the message right here. That there's no time to get lazy and fall asleep in the Lord. Meaning to leave your post. Just get lazy. No time for that anymore. And leave your post. There's no time to give up. You know, when you don't see results. When we don't see the results, we get discouraged and we say, you know what? That's it. We will leave our post. Amen? And that's not what God called us to do. It says to be strong in Jesus Christ. When he gives you orders, we carry them out and we don't give it up until he tells us it's time to go. It's time to do something else. Or when he takes us home, glory to God, he'll call someone to then stand in the gap. Not in your place, but we'll train another person to stand in the gap for a community. Amen? So the work continues on. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hope that encourages someone here today.
Amen.
To stand in the gap when you hear the call of God. And then when you don't see results, press on. Just like a good soldier would. To please the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Ah, thank you, Lord, for that message. Hallelujah. Because I needed that.
Yeah.
You know, because let me tell you, I've gotten discouraged. I was telling Brother Alex yesterday about my discouragements. And what I got discouraged about was when I finally looked up and I saw that there's no laborers.
Yeah.
That's discouraging.
Yes, it is.
And so, I left my post. Okay? But I learned from that over the years. Glory to God. Because the Lord does train us. Everywhere He takes us to, He trains us. Hallelujah. So we can be the soldier that He wants us to be for His kingdom and His glory.
Yeah, Grandma believes that God put you to stand in the gap because He was taking your grandpa home.
Absolutely.
Put you there.
Amen.
Take over where grandpa had to
stay. Glory to God.
I believe that with all my heart.
Absolutely. Praise the Lord. So let's stand in the gap, everybody. Glory to God. Praise the Lord Jesus.